Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. And before we get started, we're just going to open up in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I'm just asking for prayer to cover over the GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday show. all the guests, the callers, and the listeners. I'm also asking you for prayer for our show that's coming right after GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday Crossroads Temple with Brother Hunter. Father God, I'm just calling up a couple names in prayer, just asking you to please continue to cover them, protect them, and just to heal them. I'm calling out the family, the Langhorn family and the Woodley family. Two of their members were in a car accident yesterday morning, and they're in surgery as we speak. So, Father God, I'm just asking you to continue to just help their family, just heal them, mold them, protect them, and just keep them in the spirit and just reassure them that you are in the healing business and you will heal each and every one that was involved in the accident. Father God, I'm also just coming to you asking you for prayer for the other gentleman that was in the car accident as well, Father God. Father God, I'm coming to you in prayer just asking you to continue to cover over and protect Vivian. She's a nurse at my job, Father God, whose son, the anniversary to her son's death is tomorrow, and she is definitely in need of your uplifting spirit, and just continue to encourage her to uplift her spirits and just to reassure her that even though a piece of her is gone, that you have called home an angel, Father God. Father God, I'm just asking you for prayer for all of the GQ Palace staff, all the hosts, all the listeners on each and every show that GQ Palace has, beginning of the new shows to all the shows that are already existing here on GQ Palace, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to just continue to heal and protect any broken heart that they are feeling, anyone that is feeling any type of ill will, Father God. I also come to you just asking you to protect us for anything that we would, that we might have done that is not unwilling, that's not pleasing and just willing and just acceptable in your eyes, Father God. I just ask you to forgive us for anything that we have done that is just not pleasing with you, Father God, so that we are all willing participants and we're all willing servants, Father God, and we are doing the work that you've called us to do. Father God, I also come to you asking for prayer for, special prayer for T.C. Holland, who is another host of GQ Palace, for she is going through a storm right now, Father God, and we're just asking you just to continue to just encourage her and uplift her and reassure her that you are the one that can heal her, Father God. You can heal her voice and you can just make her whole and you can just make her complete, just make her just 100% the way that she was originally, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to protect Rachel Hargrove, Father God. Just continue to just protect her and uplift her and encourage her and just know and just reassure her that she has to lean to you for everything, Father God. Father God, she is in need of just some uplifting spirits and just to know that sometimes the devil is busy, but you can block the devil. You can rebuke the devil, Father God. Father God, I just ask you for prayer for my son, my stepson, Father God. Just continue to just uplift him and motivate him and just mold him and just keep him encouraged and just keep him lightened in the spirit, Father God. Father God, I also come to you asking you for prayer for Niaisha Polite, for she will be 21 on Friday, and she's definitely going through a storm, and I need you to just reassure her that even though she's getting older, it's time to get wiser, Father God. It's time to make smart decisions, Father God. And it's also time to just accept you as your Lord, as her Lord and Savior, Father God. Just uplift her. Uplift her, for she is a child of God, and she has been saved, and she has done everything that she's supposed to do, Father God. But she's also in a negative zone right now, Father God. And I just come to you asking you to just please protect her and just uplift her and encourage her and let her know that the storm shall be over soon, Father God. The storm will be over. It'll be over. Just to stay strong, stay motivated, just stay positive, and please don't allow the devil to just influence you in any type of way, Father God. Father God, I come to you asking you for prayer for Will. Just keep him uplifted and keep him encouraged, Father God. Just give him the patience, the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that he's in need of, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to just continue to protect Sister Martha, Evangelist Martha, Father God, for she's also going through a storm, and she's in need of some positive or a willing vessel when she's doing the work that you've called her to do. But even though the days might be short and she might not be seeing everything that you need her to see, Father God, please just reassure her that you are there with her all the time, 24/7 hours a day, Father God, 24 days, 7 days out of the week, Father God, 24 hours a day, Father God. You're there for her. You're uplifting her. And even though she might not see you, Father God, but she's there and you're there and you can just listen to her as she calls up your name, Father God. Just make sure that you just can continue to just cover her and just protect her and just mold her, Father God. Just mold her completely and just make her whole. Anything that she's missing in her life, Father God, just touch her, just uplift her, and just continue to motivate her, Father God. Father God, I just come to you in this humble prayer, just asking you just to please protect anyone that we come into contact with, Father God, that we know that the work that you have called us to do, that we are going to do, Father God, and we are patient and we are willing and we are able, Father God, we are able to do the work that you've called us to do. Father God, this is my humble prayer, and I come to you just with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. 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 Amen, Father God. Amen. Father God, we're just going to go to a song for all the callers, listeners, here at GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to go to a song. After the song, we're going to come back on and we're going to start the show. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. although they've said I've never tried. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there. And God, say now,
we fall down,
oh, my
but
my.
we get up. We fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
get up.
Back up.
We fall down,
oh my, my,
we
my.
Get
we get back up again.
For a thing is just
a thing. Oh, yes, it does. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
fall down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do.
We
rise back up again.
For
the same sinner.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We did just open up in prayer and just asking everyone to continue to pray for everyone that we have definitely called their names up. They're all in need of prayer. And here on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, we are definitely going to pray for everyone that is in need of prayer. And those just happen to be the people who, you know, reached out to me and our GQ Palace family as a whole. So we're definitely going to continue the show at this point in time. This evening, we do not have a special guest coming on to join us. I'll be doing the show by myself, opening up in prayer and closing in prayer. And you know that definitely God is good. We're going to go to our first caller this evening. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Praise the Lord. It's Evangelist Martha.
Hi, Evangelist Martha. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I'm able to slow down a tad bit, so I'm doing pretty good.
Amen. It's good.
Amen. Would you like to share your testimony, or what are you thankful for this evening?
Thank God I'm alive. I truly do. God is just, he is rocking. I'm kind of mad because I just found out that I got to have 22 credits to graduate, and I don't even have credits. I have no credits at all, and I'm praying that God will help me to do this. And I'm praying that he will show me what to do to get these credits that I need. So God is going to do it. God is going to do it, but he's going to help me. Because I need to go to college. So I thank God through all the stuff that I've been through this week. He gave me peace in the midst of everything. God has just been moving at school. Wednesday, they had a gospel choir rehearsal, and I'm not in it, but they asked me to come. Because they knew that I could sing all three levels or whatever. And they asked me to come and see how it sounded. And God moved three teenagers. Really, they was not playing. You could tell on the faces that they was not playing. So I thank God, you know. Even though they didn't want to go, but I say, you know what, think about where God brought you from. You know, God is just good. He makes a way out of no ways, even when you just feel like all hope is gone. And this week I felt like that. In the middle of the week, God just showed up in the midst of it all. So I just thank God for that.
Amen, amen. And you know that he will definitely give you the assistance that you're in need of with the credits. And, you know, you might just have to, you know, buckle down a little bit and just, you know, focus. You know, you'll definitely have to do it. You know, if you know, college is what you want to do and that's where you see yourself, then, you know, just pray about it and, you know, all will work out. You know, but you got to make sure that you just, you know, humble yourself and, you know, continue to ask for guidance. And it'll definitely guide you in the right direction, you know, so you'll be able to accomplish, you know, your goal. And, of course, accomplish the goal that he has set for you. You know, school is important, and I think sometimes, you know, being young, you know, some people don't think it's as serious as they should, you know, but it's definitely serious. And,
it is,
you know,
serious.
And I'm just going to say, you know, continue to definitely pray about it and, you know, just get ready, you know, because it's not going to be easy, you know, when you need 22 credits and you have none. You know, so just get ready to focus, extra help if need be, you know, just to, you know, be able to get yourself together. So I'm just going to say stay positive and continue to pray, and we'll continue to pray for you here, you know, on Spiritual Sunday as well. Martha, I'm going to ask you just to hold on the line with us. We're going to bring on another caller as well.
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T. How are you?
Hey. Oh, you know what? All I can say is I'm blessed.
Yes.
I've been through the storm, as you know.
Yes.
But He's only taking me through the storm to make me stronger, and I know this.
Amen.
And I'm fighting, you know, because I keep saying the devil is a liar. I'm not claiming anything. I'm not going to worry about nothing because it's all in his hands. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, I couldn't even speak. I had no voice.
Right.
You know, and just seemed like a little bit of everything is trying to go on with me since this surgery.
Right.
But I'm going to fight until I can't fight no more.
That's right.
You know, I'm battling, you know, which is much better with the touch of bronchopneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I'm just fighting, you know, because like I said, it's all in his hands. He's in control of everything,
mm-hmm.
and he's not going to put no more on me than I can bear. And I know that I'm blessed. You know, God is so good. And I mean, right now, all I can just say is I just thank him. I love him. I love my GQ family. I love my family, period, my friends. You know, everybody has been out there praying for me as I've been praying for them. And I just want everybody to keep me in prayers and for me to stay encouraged and just keep praying and working harder towards God. I want to be more like him every day, and I want to love him and be closer mm-hmm. to him more. Mm-hmm. If not today, tomorrow.
That's right. Amen.
You know, and I know I'm a blessing. I know I'm a blessing.
Yes, you are.
Amen.
You know, that's why I say that song could have been me. That mm-hmm. is my testimony.
Amen.
Yeah, and you know, T, you got some work to do. He's called you to work, and you need to get better and take care of yourself so this way, you know, you can continue to do it. You know, even with the you know, the new assignment with the job and everything, you definitely have.
Amen.
You know, some work to do.
Yes.
And, you know, and to throw in there, you know, GQ Palace is getting bigger, which means we have more work. Do.
I know, right? and God knows I miss being able to, you know, like just voice, but I enjoy being in the forum because when I first started out, that was my thing.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. you couldn't touch me with that forum. So mm-hmm. I'm still enjoying it, but I know that once I get better, he's blessing us with good people.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
You know, and like you say, we're growing, we're getting bigger and bigger. Just when you think, or somebody think, that things are going downhill, no, sweetheart. God is lifting us up higher and higher each time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course.
And I just want to thank God for everything, for blessings, everything. You know, it just seemed like so much. I don't know. I was just talking to my baby girl, and like I said, I'm actually praying. That's another thing I want you guys to pray, of reuniting back with my daughter in Philadelphia.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
One of my goals, and that's what I'm praying on now, that I soon will be moving back to Philadelphia so we can be family again.
Wow. Well,
her and the grand, you know, I would love it if the son could be there too, but, you know, hey, due to circumstances, you know, he's still going to be there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be with my babies, you know, once
that's
again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
and she wants me there so she can help me, you know?
Right. See, just hold the line. I want to bring on another caller with us.
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hey, Angie.
Hey,
Tina. Hey, T, girl, you sound so much better.
Thank you.
God is good. You too. I don't know how you feel, but I know how you sound right now. But
Thank you. You sound like
you're feeling better, too, through your testimony.
I am.
That you are, that you are feeling a lot better. You sound so much better. We do miss you on the air with us.
I miss you guys, too.
Right.
But we know you right there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm as guilty as sin today because I just want to say because I didn't go to church today. Now, you know, when you don't give the Lord your time, the devil steps in and he tries to take control of you. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, when y'all pray, just pray for my patience and for what I do know, for it to be continued in the Lord. You understand? Because I get into myself, I get wrapped into myself, and then it causes me to do crazy things. Sometimes I can't control myself. I need the Lord to control, help me on that aspect.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, again, you sit idled, and that's where, that's how the devil gets in, is when you're sitting idle and not really doing anything. But again, I just feel bad that I didn't attend church today. I really didn't have a reason that I didn't. I just didn't. So, I got to, just pray for my patience and stuff when you do say a prayer, because, patience is something so, I don't know, for lack of better words or whatever, but it's very important to our lives, because if you act on things without patience and without using wisdom, it'll cause you to do foolish things. So that's all. I'm just asking for y'all to pray for that. But I still thank God on today. I still put Him on high. Because he's just so awesome to me. He forgives us when we don't even forgive ourselves for things. He keeps his promise to us, whether we accept it or not, whether we receive it or not, he still gives his promises.
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah,
it takes us to get outside of ourselves and actually in order to receive it. It's a bigger picture than us. But
right?
He uses us as pawns. It's like on the chessboard. He uses us as pawns to glorify himself through us. He lives through us. That's how Christ lives. So, that's why we have to be careful, mindful of the things we do and say.
Mm-hmm.
Because, some things are just not of him. The thing is, we can't blame everything on the devil. We can't give him that much power. The first thing we were born with was free will. Outside of life, then there's free will. So a lot of times we do things because of what we want to do, our selfishness. It has nothing to do with the devil. I don't even want to give him any kind of credit.
Because
then he thinks he's winning. Then he thinks he's winning when you give him all that props.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. We just make bad choices sometimes. So,
right.
Lord, help us snap back. We just have to ask for it,
That's right. And you said the key thing, though. The key thing is sometimes we give them too much credit,
And
we had a situation today, and one of the patients was saying how she said, well, Ms. Blight, what do you call it when you're sleeping and you try and get up out the bed and you can't get up out the bed?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
And I'm looking at her, and before I could even answer her, the nurse at my job, she says, you have to start cursing. Just yell loud, and start cursing back and forth. And I'm looking at her like, I never heard that one, But I'm saying it to myself like, all right, I've never heard, that part of it,
Right.
I just never heard it. So, and then she starts to, explain to me how, she's seen three ghosts in her life. And I'm listening to her, and then it dawned on me finally with the way she was talking was that tomorrow is her son's anniversary. It's the anniversary to his memorial. He got killed in a drunk driving accident. He wasn't drunk driving, but he wasn't driving drunk, but his friend was.
Wow.
And his friend actually decided to, they were at a party at somebody's house, from the story she was explaining to us, and I get it. I've been at this job for over 5 years, and every year she tells me the same exact thing faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I tell you around this time for the 5 years since I've known her, she goes into details. And what she was explaining was that they were at a party and her son wasn't drinking, but the driver was drinking. What ended up happening was they went off the road. And when they went off the road, her son keeps coming to her in a dream telling her that he could have lived, but nobody would help him. They thought he was dead.
Mm.
So when she first said it, you know, initially, you know, 5 years ago, I just kept looking at her like, huh? You know, like, what are you talking about? And then it finally dawned on me. She was explaining that when the car went off the road and her son was, like, in the passenger seat and he was leaning over the dashboard, that people was around him. People came to help, but they thought he was dead already.
Mm.
So because they thought he was dead, they didn't get him out. They got the person that was in the back seat out, and they got the driver out. So they got those two people out first before they took her son out. Now, out of the three young kids that was in the accident, her son was the only one that died.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. And he was the only one that died. And each year she goes through, you know, when I tell you the storm, his birthday, the anniversary of his, the day that, you know, he was buried, she goes through it, you know. And today I just kept looking at her, and she was just, you know, in rare form. And as soon as she said, I'm in a dark place today, I knew exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what it was, you know. And I said, all right, well, do you want to talk about it? No, no one can make me feel different. I'm going to stay in this dark place. And I said, but okay, but that's not what your son would want you to do.
Absolutely
he wouldn't
not.
Want you to stay in a dark place. He wants you to be unable to understand, you know, that he's gone. You know, you said that
she has to come to some kind of peace in herself and in the situation, you know.
Is that she hasn't came to that peace yet, you know.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, when his friend has to go, like, to court, because he did go to jail. And he's been in jail, but he's supposed to be released at the end of this month, okay?
Oh, Lord.
So the reason she keeps saying is she's in a dark place is because she doesn't want him to walk out the jail alive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Christian woman, and she's letting it be known that I don't want to see him walking around my town. I don't want to see him. It's not fair, you know? And I had to explain to her, I understand that. But you're not supposed to wish death on somebody else, you know.
Yeah, and it's not going to bring that son back in.
Absolutely not.
And you know what, T? And when I said that to her, she said, okay, but if my Michael can't be here, then he doesn't deserve to be here either, because my son has potential.
Oh, man.
You know? And who knows?
She has to start practicing Christianity then. She called herself a Christian woman, but.
Exactly.
And I'm sure people grieve in different ways, so I'm not going to judge her.
Of course
not.
Of course not.
But again, as a true Christian, she's going to have to find it in her heart somewhere to forgive this man, this young man, because again, God, he's there for refuge. He's our refuge.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and
right.
She has to start serving him, serving the God that you love.
Oh,
and trust me, he's going to place that on your heart. If you're sincerely into him, he's going to place that peace. He's going to give you that peace, but you have to ask him for that.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And you know, it was so overwhelming because, like I said, it's been 5 years now, and each year when I tell you, she says the same exact thing. None of the words have ever switched up. Like you can tell by looking at her face, and when I tell you she's a nice woman, you know, and she does have another son, you know, but to show you that, like, the family's not done, you know, with they haven't started the grieving process to me, you know,
and I told
her, I said, you know, you have to grieve, and she said, I am grieving. She went and got his name tattooed on her wrist, you know, she has his favorite saying, you know, tattooed, you know, on her, and mind you, this lady is a nurse. She's against tattoos completely, but it's just she felt that she had to do it. You know, her son went and got the picture of her son that passed away. His whole face covers his back with the angel wings.
Wow.
You know, like, they're grieving so bad. And I told her, I said, you know what, I'm going to continue to pray for you. I said, because I've never lost, you know, a child, so I can't say, oh, I can relate to you, you know.
Right.
Because I can't relate to you. But I can tell you that as much as you say that this is who you are on an everyday basis, you can't wish death for somebody, you know.
No.
You can't. You have to continue to trust in God and know that, you know what, he calls home an angel. And as much as you feel like she wanted to blame the people that didn't help her son, you know, and you should see her, because any other day, she's up. When I tell you, her A game is correct. Like, she can do X, Y, and Z in a matter of, like, 3-4 minutes. You know, medication, vitals, you name it. She could do all of that. And from today, for the next past this whole month, she's going to be the way she is today. And when she said to me, she's like, you know what? I don't want you to even try and take me out of this dark place, you know. And I just felt so bad for her, because I'm like, you know what? I know you don't want to come out this dark place, but he doesn't want you in this dark place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, she was sharing about the three ghosts that she's seen. And as she's telling me, the one patient is looking at her, and he's like, what? You know, like, you see ghosts, like, you know. And one of the staff tried to make it seem like, you know what? She's seeing things right now, you know.
Yeah, she's not really herself.
Right, and that's what they tried to say. But I said, you know what? I can't. I can't possibly do this. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a song real fast. I got emergency. I'm going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to come back on the air. If everyone can please just hold the line, and we'll be right back after this song.
Okay.
All right.
in here. Glory,
glory, hallelujah.
We've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you,
and if somebody asks you,
was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
And when we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing
because.
You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Before we continue, I just want to take a minute out and just say the devil is a lie, and
Amen.
No weapon formed against my family shall prosper. You know,
Amen.
The devil might think they have a victory, but you know what? We're rebuking you. You got to go.
Amen.
And, you know, in the beginning part of the show, you know, I said that I'm praying for my daughter, you know, and when I tell you, it's amazing how somebody can do so good, and then all of a sudden, in like the midst of 5 minutes, you know, their whole world can just be turned upside down, you know.
Yes.
And my heart is extremely heavy because no one likes to see like their children go through something, you know, and they can't help them or they can't protect them, you know. And that's just where I am mentally right now. Like, there's no way that you can break our faith. You know, you can't break that. That's something that's a bond that we have between God. And you might think that you have a victory because you're able to laugh for a quick second. But at the end of the day, you have been rebuked in the name of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. And nothing that you can do will prosper. Nothing at all that you can do shall prosper. You know, there's nothing whatsoever. And my heart is extremely heavy, you know, and she'll be 21 on Friday. And I thank God for her. You know, I thank God for her. That's my firstborn. You know, I thank God for her, you know, because she's a good kid and she doesn't bother anybody. But it just always seems that if we let the devil think that they can come in and they can control and they could just tell you what to do, then guess what? When the devil speaks and says, your time is up, then at the end of the day, your time is up because you're on the devil's time. You're not on God's
Amen.
Time.
Right.
Because you can't give Amen. The devil that amount of power.
That's what I'm talking
Amen.
About.
You can't give it to them. And I'm praying for her, you know. I'm asking for the whole GQ Palace family. Just please pray for her. Just pray for us, you know, because sometimes I could tell you, you know, it's like people try and test you, you know, and they test you to see if you're transformed, you know. And when they test you to see if you transform, they test you to see if you're going to act the way you used to act. And the way you used to act, I thank God that I'm not the person that I used to be. I thank God for him every single day. I thank God for him. I thank God for information. I thank God for just being able to open my eyes in the morning and just say, my child, you've done well. I thank God for him. I do. I just thank God just for being able to sit there and say, I thank God. You know, I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely thankful. I'm extremely thankful. And I'm just asking you guys to just pray. Just pray for my family. And I'm going to ask for prayer for myself and my tongue, you know, because, you know, the tongue is very deadly, you know, but there's a time when a situation comes up, you kind of got to sit back and pray about it first.
Yeah. If you react,
then you're going to give the devil the satisfaction.
Exactly. Amen.
So I took a minute. You know, I took a minute and I just prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it. And as much as I could sit there and I could just say thank you, God, just thank you, just thank you, just thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for my information. Just thank you for allowing me to be me. Thank you for just uplifting me every single day and telling me you're not the person that you used to be.
Amen.
You know, the test that you might see from time to time, guess what? It's a test, and you've passed it, my child. You've passed those tests with flying.
Amen.
And I know in my heart that that's not the test that God has given me. I know
Absolutely.
That's the
Amen.
Lavina.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but God just put something in my spirit. And when the spirit tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. If there's any way I could pray right now, what's her name?
Naisha.
Naisha. Is there any way I could pray right now?
Go ahead, Martha.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy of the praise, Father God. God, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you are going to fix it right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that is not like you, oh, Father God, we rebuke you right now, Father God. What the devil has for the bad, oh, God, we know that you're going to turn it into the good, oh, God. In the mighty name of thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I rebuke every harm and danger right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. God, I thank you so much on tonight, God, because you're worthy, oh, Father God. You didn't have to let her, hallelujah, God, but you did, Father God. We thank you for just letting her just come to you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Lavina's humbleness and faithfulness, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that her daughter would be protected right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and anything that she's going through right now, Father God, give her strength, give her peace, give her anything that she needs right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every demon spirit right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God. She is faithful to your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God. God, we thank you right now for the enemy comes, oh, Father God, but we know no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, we thank you for the situations that you gave to her because it just makes her stronger. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke every retaliation, every attack of the enemy right now, God. In the mighty name, we speak peace in the situation right now, God, with the authority of our mouth, oh, Father God. You said we got life and death in the mouth. In the name of Jesus, in our tongue, God. So we speak life and not death over the situation, oh, Father God. Spiritually and naturally, oh, Father God. Devil, you are bound and defeated. You are casted back to the pits of hell. The Lord rebukes you right now, Satan. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. God, we just thank you and we praise you. We lift you up right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Sister Lavina,
amen.
God said he got
amen.
It. Don't worry about the situation no more. He said he got it. Just keep on praising him. He said he got your mouth. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm saying this, but he said he got your mouth. Don't worry about it. He said he got the situation of your daughter. I know she's about to turn 21, but he got something greater for her. I know he does. That's why the devil's trying to attack your family so hard, because God has more, and the devil don't like it, so he tries to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's his job. But God said, don't worry about it. He's got it. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. He said, keep on going. You're doing a great job. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Martha, I do, Evangelist Martha, I do thank you for the prayer as well.
I put this post on my wall today, and it says, Heavenly Father, you know every decision I need to make and every challenge I face. Please forgive me for the times that I tried to figure this life out on my own. I need you. I need your Holy Spirit to give me strength, wisdom, and direction. Amen.
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 And,
you
know what?
And I mean, it's just, whew.
You know what, Lavina? Not to cut you off, T, for a second, but
okay.
How you were saying, you know, I fail at that where I don't, when I do things, I don't go to the Lord first all the time, and I'm guilty of that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not allowing him to go in and go before me in any situation, good, bad, or indifferent. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? Not
right.
not speaking to him on a situation and allowing him to go in and do what's necessary.
Right.
You know, I really am. I'm guilty of that. So when you said
yeah.
that, you know, well, we got to pray to him about every situation.
Exactly. No matter how small we think it is.
Right.
You know, it could be a real big situation.
Right, right, exactly.
Mm,
got to learn how to, you know, allow him to control things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And Angie, I'm going to tell you, today is my second day. And I say it lightly, you know, because I know that I've been put through many, many tests, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, you know, was up on the network and, you know, felt like, okay, all right, here we go, devil, here we go, you know. And when I tell, and that's how I felt, you know. But then it was like, you know what, I'm going to put on my army warfare. I'm going to put it on. And I, where I would have originally delivered a tongue lashing that was just so devilish, it was out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it. And Sister Martha, that's why I say, I pray that God helps me with my tongue. Because
yes.
helps me with my tongue, I have a better understanding
Amen.
Of what's going on. And when I don't
right.
have that understanding, it's definitely a situation.
You
right.
know what, Sister Lavina? One of the things that I taught on the radio this morning on WTOY, I think it was on Friday or Thursday, it was like, who am I and know thyself? What it means is, do you know your identity? Do you know your purpose? And do you know yourself? And I had to realize that, do I really know myself? Do I really know my identity? Do I really know my purpose? So many people have told so many young people, you don't know your purpose, so therefore you can't say anything. Oh, you didn't look through nothing, so you can't say anything. Oh, this, oh, that. Let me give you encouragement. Yesterday, I was with my friends, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was with two old friends that I used to hang around with all the time, used to steal with, used to do everything, but now when I changed, they changed, but they still in their ugly mind. And yesterday they got me so mad, and I was in the store, and I was about to cuss them out, and the minister on the other side said, who are you? And I said, who am I? What are you talking about? You don't know me. And I looked to him, and I was about to cuss him out. And I said, God, okay, you're going to have to shut me up. I'm going right back out the store, and I'm going to pray for a moment. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. I left the store, everything. The girls kept trying to find me, call on my phone. I said, y'all got me mad. I'm not trying to cuss y'all out. Well, when I went back in the store, I started stuttering, almost cussing, and I was like, no, 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 no. And I said, God, if I try to cuss, please let me lose my voice. Let me lose it, or let my tongue be as fire. And the girl, I remember one of the people had told me, oh, you this, oh, you that. They was cussing me out. Now, I don't know what they was saying or whatever. And my mouth started burning because I knew I was about to say some cuss word. And ever since then, I said, God, you got to tame my tongue. You got to tame my tongue. Girl, I'm about to cuss this person out in the Holy Ghost. You can't cuss somebody out in the Holy Ghost, but I know good and well that I'm not supposed to be doing this if I'm a minister or whatever. And I told the girl, I said, you need to stop messing with me or I'm going to cuss you out. And the girl told me, she said, who are you? Tell me if you're a minister. I said, we make mistakes too.
I've got to take my tongue. The Bible says that the tongue is deadly. So it was my flesh, and I was working in my flesh, and I wasn't trying to work in my flesh until I got home. I said, I got to get in my secret place for a little bit, y'all. Y'all going to have to excuse me. I need to get in my word. I need to pray. I'm only 15 years old. Don't know what the heck I was doing out in the world 2 years ago when I was 13. If I knew what I knew now, back then, I would try to avoid it. But I'm giving you encouragement because this is it's the tongue, but it's the flesh. It's the flesh that wants to speak to your tongue. And there's a spiritual mind and there's a natural mind. There's a natural heart and there's a spiritual heart. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. So the Holy Spirit tries to tame the flesh. But it seems like we don't fight against flesh and blood, but the principalities and air and power. So this is why we go through so much. But when I'm just asking, this is just a question for everybody. Who are you? What is your identity? What is your purpose? And why do we operate in it? I had to think about it really good for 3 days. Had to go on a fast for 3 days. I had to really think about it because I didn't really know what my purpose was, for one. For two, I didn't know my identity.
Not to interrupt you, Martha, but what we're going to do is with the questions that Martha just mentioned, what we're going to do is for everyone that is listening, our callers, our listeners as well, you know, I don't want to put anyone on the spot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, well, next week, Sunday, you know, those of you who get a chance to call in, you know, call in and answer those questions, okay? Some people might say, oh, I can answer it right now. I can do it right now. I don't want you to do it right now. I want you to take a couple days to figure it out for yourself and then call in next week, Sunday, and answer, okay? So this way, that gives you the length of time. If you feel that you have to fast, or if you feel that it's going to take you some meditation, or you just feel that you're not really there yet, you have a week, you know, to gather your thoughts and, you know, meditate about it and then definitely speak on it. But what I'm definitely going to say is, I'm going to say, Sister Martha, me going back, I want to say when I was about 15 years old, about 14, 15 years old, I was one of those girls that I was just as pretty as pie, but when I opened my mouth, it was ridiculous, okay? And when I tell you, I never spoke that type of way until I got upset. Once I got upset, people would look at me like, is that what's coming out of your mouth? Because that's how deadly the tongue lashing that I can deliver would be. So
you already know.
Exactly. So I've learned, and I came a long way in my transformation. When I tell you, I'm thankful with it, because I know lately it's been a couple people that I know that if I didn't make that transformation over 5 years ago,
let me tell you something that I've learned, and you could take this to the bank. It's evil communications corrupt good manners.
Exactly. Amen.
And you have some people that are not Christ-like, that are evil, that are all kinds of people that just are not of Christ, and they'll come at you.
Right.
To understand and test your faith. And see, this is why we got to stay in the Word, because the Word is what checks us. It's going to check us. Like, you know what? That's not supposed to happen. Let me calm down and think wisely about this now. You know what I'm saying? Let me remain a little humble, even as much as we burn up. Because I'm telling you, I was like that same way today. Like I said, I should have had my tail in church. If I was in church, I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't have been on messing with my baby daddy. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's how it does. That's what the enemy does. And then the more you grow in Christ, the more the enemy comes at you. They come at you twice as hard.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? He's not going to flee from you, because the world right now belongs to him. You understand? Mm-hmm. So the devil deals with the flesh, and the Lord deals with the spirit. And you know the flesh and the spirit always fights against each other.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do good, but you don't have the power to do good, because that's just how the flesh works.
Right.
So, but evil communications corrupt good manners. So if somebody come at you evil, it, you already know the first thing is to react.
Right. Of course.
The first
course.
Thing is to react. So I know what you're saying 100%. I know what you're saying. I know how that is. And it, because, number one, because we don't like to be disrespected, period. That's
right.
Anybody, men, women, children,
exactly.
whatever. Nobody wants to be disrespected. And at our standpoint, we're not going to be disrespected. So the thing is, you have a right to respond to things. We just can't sin in doing so. You understand what I'm saying? So,
and I, you know what, Sister Angie, and I definitely agree, you know, with you. And that's why I say when I say it proudly that, you know, the transformation has been wonderful, and he's still working on me. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
I'm definitely a work in progress because sometimes, you know, I don't always think before I react.
Right, right.
Like, I've made the transformation. I've been thinking more before I react, you know, and I used to be that person that would do something and then pray about it.
Yeah.
God, please forgive me for what I'm about to do, you know.
Right.
And exactly. My pastor had to tell me, you need to stop doing that. You know, like you can't pray for something that's like premeditated. You know exactly.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
You know what he's like, but you're gonna do it anyway. You know.
Yeah. So Lord, stop me from doing what I'm about to do.
Exactly, and that was my famous. When I tell you that was my famous line, please stop me, God. Listen, I understand. You know, I'm doing your work. Yes, I'm doing your work, but please forgive me for what I'm about to do and what I'm about to say. And when I tell you I'm a work in progress because I still notice now my little pet peeve, my little secret. I notice now, okay, that even now that I am transformed, when I get upset and I sit and I think about what I'm going to do and I think about what I'm going to say before I say it, I start to get the worst shakes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I get the worst shakes because that's, to me, that's the flesh and the spirit going back and forth right there.
That's
you know,
what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Fighting against
you know,
each other.
So I know exactly. See, I know what it is.
Yeah.
And that's why I say I'm a work in progress because I know that once I have completely stopped shaking, I know that I know what I have to do. You know?
Right, right.
I shake. Like you would think it's like 40 or 30 degrees outside. That's how my hand shakes.
Wow.
That's
I get like that too.
And it's bad. And before I used to like cry first and then I start shaking. Now
yes.
I just start shaking and even like when I'm at work and I'm going through so much at the job and it's like all of a sudden you could tell like somebody then got underneath my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, perfect example I wanted to share with you guys. Last week, you know, we have a patient that has a little medical situation, and she broke a piece of the plexiglass and cut herself and cut me and another staff member. Okay.
Wow.
When I tell you, the shaking was uncontrollable. I could not control the shaking. If I could have said what was on my mind in my head at that time, I wouldn't have had no job. You know.
Yeah. I know
that's right.
I know that my transformation is so golden because
yeah.
I literally just shake, double up with the gloves, and worry about the situation later on, and that's what I did. So that's why I say that sometimes, you know, we give the devil too much credit. But I'm going to say that it's a lot of different tests that I've been going through the last past week, and I know that if I was the old Lavina, I wouldn't have been able to make the smart decisions that I'm able to make today.
Right.
All to God, you know?
Right.
The old Davina, I would have had to say, you know what, babe, I'm going to need you to get some bail money together because I have a situation.
I know that's right, girl.
You know, that's the old Davina, okay? But the new one, the transform one, is like, you know what, I'm going to take a minute, I'm going to pray about this because, you know, now I make joke to it and I say it at the job and to the kids all the time. You're too pretty for jail, you know. Well, you wouldn't even look right in that uniform. You know, I crack jokes to give them some humor.
Yeah, I'm laughing, but I'm serious.
Exactly, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say that the transformation is definitely great, and only if you guys really understood what the situation was that took place this evening. I'm sure some of you would have been shaking and then driving at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where, you know, it could be a caller, it could be a listener, it could be someone that's going to listen to the archive later. You know, you know that feeling of just feeling angry and just shaking, you know.
Yeah, right.
Feeling angry and just crying, you know, or just feeling mixed emotions and not knowing which way to go.
I was going to tell you that. Your head saying one thing and your heart saying something else.
Yeah.
That's always a battle. It's always a battle because, like, you know what? I know where I want to be. It's where I need to be is the thing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I need to do is calm down. I got to calm down. Calm down. You know, even if you got to talk to yourself 1,000 times, get a little book out, write if you need to, or, you know, different, you know, approaches to try to calm you down. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure whatever it is, I'm sure you can handle it, you know. But like you said, your flesh is telling you to handle it one way.
Right.
And you know, the spirit is telling you to just hold out a little longer. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said patience is such a grand thing. It's so grand till, you know, you really don't even know the value of it. You really don't. You know,
right.
Well, we don't really understand the value because it's, Lord, what will we do without it?
And we don't. But what I wanted to do is I definitely want to touch back on something because I do have the nurse from my job listening in. And
okay.
I explained to her that I wanted to share some of the things that she was saying to me.
Yes.
I want to share it with, you know, some of you on the air just so you could, you know, understand how, like, different people – They're spiritual leaders, they're spiritual people, they're Christian people, but at the same time, sometimes people do fall short.
Well,
you know?
We all do.
Believe
that.
Right, that doesn't mean that they're any less of a person. It just means that we fall short, you know, because the world isn't full of perfect people, you know.
That's right, and everybody has a weak moment, you know. Everybody comes to that weak point at times.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I wanted to explain to you guys was I was explaining how she saw the ghost, okay,
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, different people that was around us today, they were looking at her like, all right, this lady needs to get a room upstairs because I'm in a psych hospital.
Like,
that's the look that they were giving her, okay? But what she was pretty much saying is those of you that can just come to have an open mind, you know, when I say this, okay? And I say that because for anyone who has visited someone at a gravesite, let's just say, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when you go to the gravesite, you see no cars there. There's no cars there whatsoever, okay? There's no cars there. But when you get to the tombstone of where your relative or whoever is buried, you're standing there, and when you look up, you see someone there all dressed in white. There's a person standing there all dressed in white, and that person is looking at you, you know, and that person says, can I help you? Do you need some help? And you're actually looking around to see, okay, does anybody else see this person that's in front of my face right now, okay? Because the story that she shared with us is how, you know, she did go to the gravesite, and she's standing there, and someone appeared in all white. Dressed in white, and the person is standing there, and the person says, can I help you? And she's looking around, and she's like, I know I don't see any other cars here, you know, or nothing. And the person's like, can I help you? So she's like, no, I'm fine. So she says she continues to clean off, you know, the gravesite and everything. She's cleaning everything off. And then she says she finished, but she was still stuck, and she couldn't believe that this person had, like, came to her and said, you know, because that's like her meditation time, where she's always at the gravesite. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter. Whatever the season is, she's always at the gravesite. She always goes, you know. And the second time she was sharing, she said that she walked over and she had her her grandson with her. And the grandson seen this, like, guy standing there with, like, these dirty, dirty clothes on, you know, and he's just standing there, and he had, like, blood, like, right by his, like, coming out of his nose, and he was just standing there, and the guy's looking at her, and he says, ma'am, can I help you? Can I help you clean, you know, off the dirt? And she's like, no, I'm okay, and she says her grandson is behind her, and he has, like, his head, like, covered in her jacket, So his head is covered because it scared him, okay? She said when she looked around again, the guy was gone.
My God.
Wow.
So what I said to her was, my question to you is, how deep is your religion? How
right.
deep is your faith? You know, because
yeah.
a lot of people say, okay, well, I believe that, you know, I can speak to someone, you know, that might have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And what I used
like
to say
like a medium
is,
or something.
Right. What I used to say is maybe you weren't able to say goodbye to that person, or maybe you don't have closure with it.
Right.
Exactly.
You haven't really accepted the fact that the person has passed,
yep,
you know,
yep.
for whatever reason. So when I told her that today, she looked at me and she said, "You think?" I said, "I know so." I said,
right.
"Because it broke my heart when my oldest brother, when he drowned, it broke my heart, and I was just a little girl. And I remember that day like it was yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
When my father passed, I remember it like it was yesterday. But I'm not at the grave site. And when I go to sleep at night, I know that he's proud of me, you know, and I sit and I say sometimes, Dad, I know you're proud of me right now, you know, I know I've done good, you know, but not one time do I ever feel like he spoke back to me, you
right.
know, I don't feel that way. So I just
right.
said to her that I think that you really have to sit and pray and ask yourself, why am I allowing myself not to make peace with the fact that he's gone? I
absolutely.
Believe that she's keeping his spirit, she's keeping him here, you know, because
yeah.
he knows that, okay,
yeah.
Mom,
she has to release him.
She's not releasing him to me. And I wanted to know, like, what do you guys feel about it? Like, not just her situation, but do you believe that if you don't release, you know, someone that they can constantly, or you'll feel like that person's here, like saying different things to you, or there's different ghosts that's coming to you? Because what got me is she didn't say an angel. She said a ghost.
It's like a haunting, you know. That's,
yeah.
that's what she's saying. It's like a haunting, you know. Was it any problems with them before he passed? Or?
Well,
I mean,
you know what
I'm,
it is?
I'm not.
She's still, all she sees is the moment when they died. You understand?
Right.
She's not seeing that, okay, the Lord saw fit to bring him home.
It was his time.
It was his
right.
time to go. However it happened, it was just his time to go. And
exactly.
and that's one thing can't any of us escape.
His
can't
purpose,
none of us escape
his season,
that.
His purpose and his season was over.
It was, it
you
was,
know,
it
we don't
season.
Have a age limit. We don't have a time limit.
Absolutely.
But when our purpose and their season is over, it's over.
Yeah, she has to release him. She has to let him be. She's not letting. She's not allowing him to rest in peace. She was so angry at the situation, at you know, at what she feels happened at the time of the accident, till she's not allowing him to rest in peace.
And
this is
going to
continue
for
her.
That other child.
Yep, this is going to continue for her, because again, she has to be at peace. Like, Lord, I don't know what your purpose was for bringing him, but I still thank you for whatever time that we shared or whatever, and I need peace. You know, she
maybe
has
if
to,
she get anointed or take a minister with her to be anointed at the cemetery. Or
even just to speak to him, even if it's not at the cemetery, because
if
you know, maybe if she sees a ghost every time she goes there, maybe she needs to stop going there, as bad as that may sound.
Yeah.
But maybe you need to stop going there, you know, because regardless, I don't really believe in going to the cemetery all the time anyway. That's the end for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, because the person that you're remembering is in your heart, so that goes, he or she goes wherever you go anyway.
Remember
right.
all the good times.
Yeah, you have
you
to
know,
remember the good. And you go. Now she gets depressed when she goes to the cemetery. It's depressing for her. And she has to accept that. It's depressing coming here. You know, you want to do something, you could set up a little shrine in your house, you know, put pictures up and, you know, go through your photo album, remember the good times. You'll end up smiling at the
exactly.
end of the day. You'll end up smiling like, oh, I, you know, I really loved him. You know, he's at peace now. But she has to release that, because she's holding on to something very negative about the situation that's not allowing her to find peace.
At the end of the day, she's going to end up hurting herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of her seeing all of this, it's going to cause her to go into deep. It could cause her to go into deep depression.
Well, that's what it seems like she's in now. It's a temporary thing.
But I'm saying it could get worse.
Yeah, that's true.
It could
to where
get
she
worse
doesn't want to live anymore or something like that. And that's
yeah.
a no-no.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. I mean, God still has bigger plans for her, you know. And, you know, you no longer have him. You want him to rest in peace, and she's not allowing that to happen.
Right.
And
it may be him that's coming to her to tell her, let me go. It could be him.
Right, and then exactly that could be him. Like that's why he's asking, "Can I help you?"
Let me go. You know, I'm not coming. You know, sad as it may sound, but it's true. I had to let my sister go. When she asked me, "Could she go?" It broke my heart, but I had to say yes.
Yes, you go.
She
and
was
you rest
tired.
In peace. You fly high, angel. You know, and
you know,
that's because
I know she's watching over me. My mother and father, they're watching over me. He's watching over her, but he's also seeing her not wanting this kid to live. That could be part of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's seeing everything that
she's seeing all the negative
that he's going through.
She's just seeing all the negativity in the situation.
And he wants her to be at peace. But
absolutely.
Mom, you can't be at peace if you're going to be like this.
Yeah, you have to release him.
You're being selfish.
Allow him to rest in peace and know that he's in a better place right now.
You know,
as tragic
and
as
God
it was.
No, I don't know her pain because I'm like Lavina. I've never lost a child.
No, me
neither. You know, but I've lost my mother, father, my sister. Man, that was like my mother, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the thing is,
but losing people, period, is a hard thing. And
it
especially
is.
Unexpectedly. When it's unexpected. It's hard losing anybody because, I mean, I lost a cousin. She was only 38 years old, you know, died of a stroke. I lost an aunt who had a bad heart. She was only 48 years old. So, I mean, young people that we were really, really close to. It wasn't my child, but it was still a family member to the point where it was hard. I'm still – my cousin, she was more like my sister than my cousin. It cut me very deep. You understand what I'm saying? But I can't hold on to the negative on the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
Right.
You understand?
Well,
I can't hold on to
like
that.
Like my little 2-year-old grandson, you know, a couple of years ago.
Mm.
I could easily blame the mother, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And wish bad on her. But I can't.
Right.
You know, hey, he was 2. It was his time.
Yeah.
He put up a hard fight.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't know what battle a person is going through in their head.
Right, right.
And like I say, when God is ready for you, it doesn't matter. You're going.
Yeah, it's no escaping that.
You can't make no appointment with death.
Yeah, you can't say, hold on, I'm not ready.
I don't want to go yet. You can't.
Right, right. Because, again, I believe in the spirits coming to you. I believe in that. I do, because there's a lady from Greenport where I'm from. Who passed away, you know, all of a sudden she had a bad heart. So she was like, some days I didn't want to get out of bed, but then she ended up passing away. She came to me in a dream. She said, I wasn't ready to go, but I'm glad it's over.
Wow.
But I'm glad it's over, and that's the God's honest truth. She said that to me. You understand what I'm saying? So at that point, you smile, you understand, because, she's at peace. You know,
right.
I mean, nobody's ever ready. You understand what I'm saying? We got to get ready,
you know.
But, I mean,
no matter what we
sit she still has to find it somewhere in her heart
exactly.
to forgive the man. Forgive the man that did it. That's what's really holding her, not forgiving him.
Exactly.
Number one, forgive
and
him.
It doesn't matter how much
so your son can rest in peace.
No
right.
matter how much we talk and say, you know what you should do.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to find within yourself.
Yep.
That I got to let go and let God.
Yeah, I have
God
to forgive that man. I have to forgive him.
You know, whether he walks out of there scot-free, I mean, well, not scot-free, but whatever, he's going
to,
when it's his time,
he
he's
has to
gonna
live
go,
with that.
Just like you and I. We're going to go. When God gets ready for us,
mm-hmm.
hey, it could be a little common cold to take us out.
That's right. That's true. You never know. But that's to go back to say, Lavina, when you were talking earlier about when it's called the white witch, when you're sleeping or whatever, you're not able to move, you're calling for help and nobody hears you. You don't curse. You call on the name of the Lord.
Exactly.
Just say, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord. All that is your body is just so over-relaxed till it almost gets paralyzed for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's all that is. But people call it the white witch. So, you know, that's, you know, I call on the name of the Lord. You don't curse anything out, you know.
That's
all.
And just keep praying and asking God to show you the way.
Absolutely. Tell her to
all
just
he wants you to
peace.
Do is just let him go.
Yeah, forgive.
That's
she got to first forgive because she hasn't forgiven that man. That's why this is holding her so bad,
right.
Simply because she has not forgiven him. I'm sure he didn't purposely want to go out there and kill him, but, I mean, it was a stupid act for him to get out there and try to drive and drink and drive.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So we also have to be mindful with getting in the car with people that were drinking. We have to take that initiative, like, listen, I'm not letting you drive. No, it's not happening.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow you to
drive.
Get behind that wheel.
I tell you what, it's either that I'll drive if I ain't been drinking, or we're going to stay wherever we are.
Or we're going to get us a ride to my
sleep
call a cab or something.
Exactly.
So, but I mean,
you know, but at the end of the day, no matter what we say, until she decides to let go and let God, she's going to live this and it's going to honor.
Yeah.
And she's going to end up, you know, going into deeper depression.
Yep, she's going to continue to haunt her. And she's allowing this to happen to herself.
Yeah.
So, you know, she just surround herself. Go to some spiritual advisors. Go to spiritual advisors if you need to. This is where you need help. And don't be afraid to ask for the help. If she's listening, there's help. Go get you some help and spiritual guidance, even if it's a hug. If you need somebody to hug you, allow them to hug you. You understand what I'm saying? People don't understand how far a hug can go. So if that's what you need, allow somebody to give you that. You have to allow somebody to give you that. And we pray that you find your everlasting peace.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
I definitely in my prayers.
I definitely agree. What we're going to do is we're just going to go to a song. Our new host for Crossroad Temple, Brother Hunter, he'll be starting his show at 9. He's going to go on from 9
Amen.
To 10.
Okay.
So probably about 8:45, we're going to start, you know, just ending in prayer. Martha's call dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure she'll, you know, send me a message throughout on Facebook. But we're going to go to a song, and then we'll be right back after the song. Everyone just stay on the line, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. We ask this.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's one of my favorite songs. Yeah, we do. And I go on Monday nights. I go to church for Celebrate Recovery. And it's not just a drug thing. It's just in Christianity. And that's one of the songs I always request. That's one of the songs.
When I tell you, the songs have definitely been on point. Because it's funny, because even as we're on the air, there is still work that, of course, you know, you give the devil a little bit of room, and, you know, or you give people who are just ungrateful and not Christ-like and not positive,
yeah.
You know, they tend to try and come in and bring their negativity, you know, but this is a positive zone. There's no negativity here, you know, whatsoever. You know,
amen.
And I definitely, you know, stand firm with the, you know, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. I stand firm with that, you know, completely. I completely stand firm, you know, with that. You know,
yep.
Definitely, you know, with that being said, you know, it's amazing how, you know, Facebook is used, you know, for, you know, I'm going to say, like, the fake gangsters and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
Facebook
you know,
gangsters.
People get extremely bold, you know, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
on their screen.
And it's funny because there's so many different things that goes on, you know, on Facebook. And I definitely wanted to also, I didn't get a chance to write down all the names, but there's so many different kids that are out there right now that are missing, you know, and their families. You know,
yes.
Can't find them, and you know it's just so sad, you know, and
it
it's
is.
So unfortunate.
I was just saying that same thing.
You know, and I always put it up on my wall. You know, when I see it in the news feed, I share it on my wall. You know, this way people all over can definitely see it. You know,
yeah.
They can see it themselves. That this world is in a storm. It's so many different things
senseless
coming.
Senseless murders. Everything.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, like, where you are. It just
mm-hmm.
always seems to hit home to
absolutely some type of way.
Right. And then when you see it and you read it, you know, me personally, I say to myself, you know, I thank God, you know, and I pray. And I pray that they'll be found. I pray that they'll be okay.
Yes.
You know, but it's just so unfortunate that it's...
There's
it's
so many over. Missing children. It's like, why is there so many missing children?
For
like,
years.
What is going right. on?
It's so many. And we have one that's, like, missing here in Long Island. Well, I think in the city, in Queens, that's been
mm-hmm.
missing for some time now, an autistic little boy.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because one of my good friends, her son, looks just like him.
Mm.
You know, just like the original picture that they put on Facebook. Not the picture of the one that was on the subway. That
right.
they said, you know, that looked like him, you know, that could be him. Not that one, but the original picture. And as I was sitting and I was talking to her, and I'm just saying, like, oh, my God, he looks just like him. And guess what? He's autistic.
Wow.
You know, he can't speak. The only difference is he's 10, you know, and the little one that's missing is, I think, 13 or 14, you know.
Right.
And he looks just like him. So I definitely want to just definitely keep everyone in prayer, you know, who's going through a storm right now of, you know, not knowing, you know, where your children are and not knowing what's going on with them. You know, we definitely want to pray for them because we don't know what's going on with them, but we got to just trust God and pray that,
yes.
you know, they will be found and they'll be okay.
Yes, unharmed, yes.
It's so much. When I tell you, it's so much. And the more I think about it, I just say, like, oh, my God. Like, to be a parent, you know, to be a parent and read it, to me, it just breaks my heart to know that someone is out there and they don't know where you are.
Right, right.
You know, they don't know where
you
are. They don't know what's going on. They don't know anything. And I think that just breaks my heart. So I definitely want to, you know, pray for, you know, all of the families, you know, who have been affected, you know, by losing, you know, a child or a child not coming home. You know, we definitely want to just definitely pray for them and just keep them, you know, up in our arms and just up in our spirits, because, and just don't forget about them. You know, my
thing
is, don't forget about them. You know, if you have to post, keep posting it. You know,
the more
people know about it, the odds of him being found, you know, it's a greater chance.
Right. And you know, pray for the sick people that actually prey on kids. You understand what I'm saying? Because to have that kind of sickness in your head, I couldn't imagine. You understand? I really couldn't imagine having that kind of sickness.
How you could hurt a kid.
The way you prey on children.
Yeah.
To, you know, to where you have people that are actually attracted to children and addicted to have this thing in you where you want to just take somebody and do something bad to them because that's how you're feeling.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. I really couldn't imagine. I just, you know.
But let's help this child, you know, that can't fight back.
Lord.
Right. And, you know, there's another thing that I definitely wanted to, you know, touch on, you know, here, you know, on Spiritual Sunday, you know, something that, you know, I've been going through, you know, myself and my family have been going through, you know, and I just want to just leave it with a couple of these words, okay? Any mother can have a child, okay? Any mother can give birth to a child, but a real mother, a real woman will not leave that child out. Okay,
absolutely.
That mother will do her best to raise that child, and I'm going to be the first one to say that I love all of, and I say all my children, you know, and the reason I say all of mine is because I open my heart to them, okay?
Yeah.
I treat them as if they're mine.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say, oh, you're my stepchild. No, you're my child. No, I didn't give birth to you, you know, I didn't give birth to you, no, but guess what? I didn't have to. Because I'm helping you become the adult that you need to be. I'm helping raise you into that adult that God says that you should be. So I definitely want to take the time and just say I congratulate anyone that's opened their heart to a child that they did not give birth to naturally, okay? I definitely give them a round of applause, and whether it's male or female, if it's, you know, men out there, and men, you've opened your arms to, you know, children that you didn't help make, you know, that you may not be the biological father, you know, but you open your heart to them. You know, you treat them just like they're yours. And I definitely don't want anyone to think for a minute that anyone is trying to replace anybody, but it takes a village to raise these children out here.
Yes.
So it takes a village. And when there's an absent parent for whatever the reason is, and someone else steps up and they say, you know what, we got this, you should be thankful and you should be trying to uplift that person because that person has opened their heart and their mind to these children, you know. So I think that sometimes, you know, people, you know, and I'm going to say people because I'm speaking for male and so speaking to men and women, okay, I think that people tend to forget you don't have to give birth to children to be able to say, these are my children.
Right.
Accepting them as your children is because you welcome them into your heart. You know, when you go to bed at night and when you get up in the morning, if you're praying for these children and you deal with them and you see them and you're helping them grow, they're your children, you know. And I never really liked the, oh, you're my stepdad. I don't know why. I just never really liked it. You know, I never really liked the stepdad thing, you know, or stepmom thing.
Right,
I feel like, you know, we all know that I didn't give birth to you. You know, we know that already. But at the end of the day, I open my heart and I open my mind to you. And with me helping you grow with the support system that you have already, you'll be fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I say all this because, just because whichever parent isn't there, no one takes the place of that parent that actually carried you for the 9 months or the mother and father that actually conceived you, okay?
That's right.
No one will ever try and take that place, but I think that a lot of problems that we have nowadays is because the women aren't uplifting the other women.
Okay? That's right, not encouraging each other.
Exactly, and I think that if everyone started encouraging one another and just saying, you know what, girl, well, that's an excellent thing you're doing there, you know, hats off to you, I'm proud of you, you know, I think that the world would definitely be a better place. And I'm not bashing women. I just see it more with the women than the men.
you know, because it's always the women that tend to, oh, well, you're not their father, you're not their mother, or whatever the case may be. Me personally, I never try to be. But if there's a void there, oh, you best believe I'm going to try and fill it, because that's my duty.
That's my duty
to fill it. I have my own children that I gave birth to. I have my fiance's children that no, I didn't give birth to, but I welcomed them into my house. I have my patients at my job. Those are my girls. Nobody can tell me that those aren't the good ones, the bad ones, or whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
If I'm there and I'm uplifting you and I'm help taking care of you and I'm motivating you and I'm helping you get to the next level, I'm elevating with you, then guess what? You're mine.
Amen.
And that's just how I feel in my heart, you know, and I don't want anyone to think that, okay, well, oh, well, you know, you're trying to take that person's child. I'd never do that.
Yeah.
God doesn't say come into someone's house and help take care of somebody else's children. God says it takes a village to raise these children. And with the society being the way that it is, guess what? Somebody got to help raise them. And
amen.
If you can't be there, guess what? Step up. You shouldn't be upset if someone else steps up and helps take care of them. What are you upset for? You know? And I just want everyone to know that with the society being the way it is and the world being the way it is, it takes more than two people, a mother and a father, both biological, to raise these children. You need the neighbor that's going to watch when you're not home, okay? You need the teacher that's going to make sure that she teaches them the education to get through the right way to elevate them to the next level.
You also need, most of all,
you need God to be
that's
able
right.
to make this possible. So at the time, to me, the point that I'm trying to make to everyone is everybody needs somebody, okay? And you
That's
shouldn't
right.
get upset if someone else steps in and says, okay, I'm going to help you out. Because when I step up and I say I'm going to help you out, I'm not helping you. I'm helping the children. That's the difference. I don't care who you are, where you are, what you're doing. My thing is that everybody needs somebody. And if I can open my lines of communication to be able to communicate with somebody and a child at that to be able to uplift them and motivate them, then I'm going to do it. And if you get upset, I'm sorry that you got upset.
Right.
But I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for the hard feelings and negativity that you're bringing right now.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to pray on that. But I'm going to say that me being who I am and me being a child of God, oh, I'm going to welcome everybody's children. I'm going to help take care of them any way that I can.
That's right.
I'm going to help, and I'm going to help no matter what. Rain or storm, I'm going to be there.
Well,
there's nothing that's going to stop me from being there helping anybody out. That's what I do best, you know. And if someone's upset over it, then you know what? You're going to have to go to bed angry, and you're going to have to keep those ill will feelings and that negativity. You're going to have to keep that where it belongs over there on your side, because there's no room for it on mine. There's no room whatsoever, you know. And you guys are parents, you know, so you understand where I'm coming from. You know, you don't try and take the place of a mother or a father. You try and uplift. If you're in a relationship, you when you say I do, or when you say yes, I want to date you, yes, I want to be with you, guess what? You're saying
taking
yes
on everything
to the children. You're taking on all the children.
Yep.
You're taking on all of them. You don't have to call me mom. You don't got to call me stepmom. You can call me Lavina.
Exactly.
I'm good with that.
Exactly.
I'm good with Lavina because,
just
you know, that's the name that my mom and my dad gave me. Just respect me when you come to me, and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters, is that we're good. But when I say, yes, I do, or yes, I'm with you, these are my kids.
Right.
And just as much as you gave birth to them, if you're not in the picture, I'm going to step up, and I'm going to help you raise these kids no matter what.
Yep.
When you're back in the picture, I'm still going to be there.
We all need a little help.
I am, you know. And me raising my oldest daughter, guess what? I needed help. Me raising my 10-year-old, I needed help. Everybody needs somebody, but I think that when it comes down to having the pride, I think that sometimes women have too much pride. You know,
that's what it is.
It's hard to ask for help. But there was a minister that I had on the air as a special guest when GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday had first started. And he came on, and if anybody ever has some free time,
I definitely want you to listen to the show. Well, listen to all the shows, but I'm just saying, you know, but again, that's not my little plug-in. Listen to all the shows on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and listen to all the shows here on GQ Palace as a whole. But I have a special guest on the show, and I'm going to see if he's, you know, when he's free, if he can come back on. Minister Darrell Kendrick, he came on, and he actually spoke about a lot of stuff pertaining to women, you know, and I'm definitely going to give a big shout-out to Deanne Lane, because she's going to be coming up with the show here on GQ Palace, Love, Life, and Loyalty, and she's going to be able to touch on a lot of different things also, dealing with the relationships, dealing with women as a whole, dealing with men. You know, she's going to have her guests on and everything. And I'm definitely saying, oh, not just spiritual people or Christian people can listen to it. Everybody can listen to it. It's definitely going to be something clean. And you need to definitely take heed to what's being said, because if you have someone that's telling you women uplift other women instead of breaking them down,
yes.
That right there, to me, that's a blessing by itself, because it's very rare that you even see people that can actually uplift somebody else without trying to break them down mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone to me is trying to break down everybody and trying to get them, you know, oh, okay, well, let me break you down. Let me hurt your feelings. It's not all about that. It's not about breaking down someone's feelings or hurting them. It's about uplifting one another, because we are the ones, no offense, guys, but we're definitely the ones that come into play, and we try to make sure that everything is smooth and everything is going on the correct way, you know, and we play the mother role sometimes, and sometimes we do the father role too, but for the most part, the mothers, when you give birth to these children, they didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask to be here, but since they're here, we got to raise them the right way. We definitely got to raise them the right way, and we can't leave society up to raising our children, because the structure starts at home.
That's right. And then it spreads abroad. That's right.
So definitely, as far as I'm concerned, the structure starts at home. And it's about time that we all wake up and start really understanding what parenting is. You know, it's not just the word. You know, it's a lot more to it than just the word. It's a lot more. So I think that as adults, we have to really step up and be the best parents that we can be. And if we can't raise our children the right way, embrace someone else if they plan on coming in helping you raise your child, because they know who you are. They're not
trying
to take the plate. They're trying
to be afraid to ask for help. You know, if you need a little help, ask for it. You know?
Right.
And that's a major thing. You know.
And it's definitely a major thing. And you know, I just say that, you know, I thank everybody for just, you know, definitely tuning in, you know, to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and just, you know, always showing, you know, support to us, and just, you know, always trying to uplift everybody. And I think I like to thank everybody for the words of encouragement, and just for always being on point, you know, with us and coming together on one accord and coming together in unity. I just think that that's important, and that's the way that God has designed the show to be. And I just thank everybody for actually taking the time and just supporting us the way that you have been. With that being said, do you guys have any final thoughts that you'd like to say, or anything you'd like to share with anyone before we end in prayer and Brother Hunter starts his show?
Okay. I just want to say I just lift the Lord on high, you know, at all times. You know, we all fall short every now and again, and I just pray for patience for us all on tonight, because we know how important that is, and that we stand strong in the word, and remember, evil communications corrupt good manners. So being in the word helps you identify that. You know, the word today, the word of the day is identity, and that's how the devil gets in, is through identity.
Right.
So, you know, we just got to stand strong on the word, even when we fall short. And, you know, pray that I learn to put the Lord before me, and allow him to control, to be my navigator.
Amen.
I just want to say, you know, I'm beyond blessed. And to your coworker, let go and let God.
Amen.
Everything will be all right if you just let go.
You know, and listen to that song, I Almost Let Go.
Yes.
Listen to that one. Now, it should help you. I believe it will, because it has brought me a long way.
I know.
And I just want to let everybody know I love you. Keep me in prayer as I keep you all in prayer as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, up next, we do have Brother Hunter coming on the air. He'll be doing Crossroads Temple. He's our new host for Crossroads Temple. And he'll definitely be on the air. And the wonderful, I would like to say the wonderful part of it is that it's definitely bringing GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday, Crossroads Temple, GQ Palace as a whole. It definitely helps to have, you know, someone coming on the air that, you know, does have the experience. I might have some of the information wrong, but I believe he was the lead singer for Atlantic Star, I believe. And tonight he's actually going to have on the air, I believe it's going to be a special guest. It's going to be Tony on with their gospel album. So that's what's going to be coming up next. So before we actually... before we actually end the show and end in prayer, we do have another caller that we're going to bring on the air. If everyone can just hold the line. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Barbara Hunter.
Hi, Mrs. Hunter. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. What was that? I don't know what that is. Hello?
Some clapping, yes. that was some clapping. That was our clapping here on the show.
I the lady that was on the phone before, and she's grieving over her son.
Yes.
It sounds as if she may need, for the natural man, she may need some kind of grieving counseling.
Amen.
And it would have to be, and I'm just speaking for me, it would have to be someone who's saved, born again, grief counseling, so that they can feed her the spiritual part of us. And when you begin to mix the natural and the spiritual, sometimes you can go all the way over to one side or all the way over to the other side, and it can become like that, and the enemy steps in and takes over and starts flashing things at you and showing you things. And to add on to that, that all the people that know her that are born again, and I'm going to put her on my prayer list, need to join in prayer for her spirit, for her soul, for her mind, that she will get the peace of God and that the Holy Spirit will minister to her. Because right now it seems as though, from what I was hearing, my computer kept going in and out, is that she's not ready to receive. You know, she's born again, but she needs to be taught.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's all I have to say. I'm just, you know, it was so much going on. I really enjoyed it. It was so much going on.
Thank you.
And so I appreciated a lot of things, you know, and the eye-opening things that the women had to say.
Thank
you. Now I'm just waiting for my son to come on.
I know. Amen. We're so excited. We are so excited.
And I guess you say that's my mother talking on the phone.
we are so excited, and we do thank you for definitely joining us on Spiritual Sunday. And I'm definitely going to end in prayer.
Yes,
and,
please.
Then we're going to bring your son right on the air, and we're all excited. I know I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
So everyone could just stay on the line. We're going to close in prayer, and then we're going to welcome Brother Hunter. He'll be joining us on his show starting right now at 9 o'clock, Crossroads Temple. But before we bring him on the air, I just want to take a few minutes out and just say, everyone, please have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to speaking to everyone next week, Sunday, starting at 7 o'clock, going from 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday. And Father God, I just come to you in prayer, just asking
yes,
you to help. Just help us with patience, Father God. Just help us with patience. Give us the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that we need to get through on a day-to-day basis. I've called up some names in prayer, Father God, and those names that I did not call out, please, Father God, just continue to just protect them and cover them and mold them. Just encourage them to uplift their spirits and just make sure that everyone stays freely of any type of negativity that might come to them, Father God,
mm-hmm.
just to lean into your understanding for everything that we need to get through on a day-to-day basis, Father God. We're just asking you for everything, Father God. And when I say everything, I just mean the little things that we need to get through, the patience, the discernment, the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and just I'm going to say patience again, Father God, because that's a lot of things that a lot of us are lacking, Father God. It's
mm-hmm.
the patience to be able to just wait and humble ourselves and know that you are in control. And we're going to continue to just trust you and lean not into our own understandings, Father God. We're going to trust you and trust you completely and wholeheartedly, Father God. And we just ask you to continue to just protect us all and protect our show, Crossroad Temple, that's coming up next with Brother Hunter. It's his first time coming on the air, Father God, and we just know that he's definitely going to do the job that you have called for him to do and the job that you have designed for him to do, Father God. And we just ask you to just protect his host, Father God, to protect the guest that's going to be coming on the air as well, and just to let this show be the beginning of much success for Brother Hunter, Father God. And that's just my humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Scribby right here.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, we here. Welcome to the Crossroad Temple Show. It's your man, Brother Timothy, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley. You know how we do. God is good. He's opening up gates today. I just want to say this is our first night. We're a little nervous, but God is good. He never gives us more than we can handle. I got my man Gooder on the line from D.C. Me and him started from the bottom. Now we here. Is you there?
Hey, I'm here, Scribby.
What's good, Gooder? How you doing, beloved?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed by the best, man. I can't complain, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, thank you for calling in on my first night, you know. It's a blessing that you're the first one to call because, you know, we started in the gutter, baby. When we met, we was doing bad things, but look how God done turned us around now.
Man, God is good all the time, man. I'm glad you're doing your thing, man. I had to call to show my support, man. So I'm proud of what you're doing, man. We did start from the bottom, man. We is here.
That's right, and you know I always used to say, bulletproof love to you, man. If you got anybody out there in D.C. that's singing for the Lord, let them know. Give us a call. Get it in, man. We can get them on the air and show some love. Let the world hear what God has to say through the youth.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah, I got a few folks I can turn on to. Yeah, it's cool.
You know the hip number, so just give me a call, man. All right, I love you, King. Thank you for calling
in.
All
right, man, I love you, man. God bless everybody, man. Stay up.
All right, once again, welcome to the Crossroad Temple Show. It's Brother Timothy here, a.k.a. Scribby. I want to just give a shout-out, you know, and a rest in peace to my brother, Chucky Nelson, who left us this week from New Rochelle, New York. That was my brother from the beginning, from Church Offerings. He was the big brother, the big homie, and we sent our love out to him, man, for real. I got my man tonight that we're interviewing. They made a small mistake. It won't be Tony tonight. But my man, Amar Khalil, from Tony, he'll be with us next week presenting his... Another amazing brother that I met while I was out on tour doing R&B music. But tonight, we have a very, very special guest, a brother that I met upon my release from state prison when God started doing his work on me. His name is JP, a.k.a. John Parker. This brother here is unbelievable with the gospel music. We love him. I want you to love him and embrace his music, ladies and gentlemen, my man John Parker.
What's JP, going on, man?
What's happening?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, King. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's what's happening, man. How you doing, beloved?
Man, I'm fantastic. Good to hear you on the air, man.
Oh, man, I feel good, brother. It's all new to me, but I'm better when I do new things, you know?
That's it. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
So, yo, listen, right? Tell her we're going to get right to it, man. Tell the people who you are, where you from, and what it is that you do in your words, King.
Well, my name is John Parker, a.k.a. JP. It's pretty evident what the JP stands for. But just an old church kid, musician, started out playing drums and singing in the church. And my grandfather was a preacher, and so church was always in my household. My father wasn't saved yet, so he listened to a lot of jazz and R&B. So I got the best of both worlds.
But that's where that soul come from, huh? I hear that crooning in your gospel, brother.
I guess you could say that. And just, I don't want to say dibbling and dabbling, but, you know, just understanding both sides of the music genre, from the gospel side as well as from the R&B and jazz side. So that's the gift that God gave me, to understand both sides of the genre as a musician, as a business man as well. It's good that God blessed us with the gift, but God also wants to bless some people to understand the business aspect of it, because it is a business at the end of the day, but foremost it is a ministry. And we know that God has given us the gift, but gift does take some business sense. So you know, that's where God has me at. You know, started writing with people and doing a lot of recordings. You know, as he mentioned, you mentioned about singing on the road with Atlantic Star, and that's how we hooked up. because we was always in the studio with them and just doing recordings and just putting the products out. And then just God just had something, just saw something bigger, you know, for me to do. And the truth be told, I really didn't want to do the project. You know, I'm pretty much behind the scenes, man, you know, just making things happen for other people.
Right,
right. But God said it's time for you to step out to the forefront now and let your ministry shine, because ministry is not easy. You know, a lot of folks think it's easy. You get up there and sing, and people go crazy, and they give God the glory. But sometimes your ministry comes out from a lot of pain that you had to go through in your lifetime. And a lot of people don't understand that. Neither a lot of people could even deal with it. So, you know, from, you know, bad breakups, bad decision making, bad business decisions that I made, you know, God had to show me those things and really bring me to a point where he understands that, you know, I still got my hand on you, even though you messed up or you did X, Y, and Z. But I'm going to show you how my grace is sufficient for you, and just did some miraculous things for me. You know, we did this CD and, you know, try to speak to some of the well-known producers that I know in the business. And the first thing guys were telling me, they said, man, you know, gospel music, what you trying to do, it ain't really going to go nowhere. These is my boys, you know, folks that I've been on the road with, you know. I'm not going to call any names, but these are, I mean, if I told you who they were, you'd be like, wow.
You know, well-renowned brothers. We know. They don't know who you are, but I know who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened was, you know, short little testimony. God said that I didn't tell you to ask those people to help you. And, you know, I talked to God just like I talked to everybody else. All right, God, you need to make up your mind. You know, who are you telling me to go to? I thought these were the people that you told me to go to. And those wasn't the people to go to. And I was going through some real bad breakup. And, you know, God sent me to my best friend's house. His name is Dinky Bingham, who has Grammys and, you know, you name it, played with everybody. Ray Charles, Chaka Khan, Guy, New Edition, the Jamaica Boys, and the list just goes on and on. And I just went over to his house just to hang out, and he said, hey man, what are you up to? I'm saying, I'm trying to do a gospel project. He said, well, let me hear what you got. Went to piano, and he said, okay, no problem. He said, come back tomorrow. Let's work out something. And we worked it out. And here's a man that was, for a song, he can get close to $50,000 to $60,000 a song,
uh-huh.
Hands down, just because who he is. And God just saw it fit. You know, he said, man. I said, well, I can't afford you. He said, man, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to take care of this. He said, this is my first gospel project I've ever done, and he's been in the business over 30 years. So for somebody that is a PK, never really did a gospel project, to venture out to trust me,
right,
and to work with me, you know, nobody could have did that but God. So, you know, this project allowed me to travel the world, win two international awards, and nobody else could have did that but God. So now people, you know, these cats that I asked to help me before, you know, they're seeing me in Bermuda and other countries. They're like, hey man, I saw you on a fly at this gig. Yo man, you need to put me on it. And you know, my response is, you know, when something opens up and when the budget opens up, you know, I'll let you know, because you don't want to burn any bridges. But you got to be very mindful and very careful for those that want to attach themselves to you, because the anointing that God has put on you, you know, sometimes you just got to leave them on the sideline. You know, it's like playing basketball. Only five guys can play at one time, and so everybody's have to play their position. So, you know, you may need to ride the pond for a little bit until we really need you. So, you know, we just thank God for them, and we keep it moving.
Well, Because I've been trying to get with you for the last 5 years, brother, to get you to get on the phone with me. But I know it's all timing, man. Everything is timing in God's will, you know?
Absolutely.
So listen,
absolutely,
man. Your project is called I Rock With One Name. What's
yes.
that name, brother?
That one name is only one name, which is Jesus.
Jesus. That's right. That's right. And I like that. I like that whole album. It's a beautiful album. I don't want to get into the title track. I want to get into that one if we can, brother.
Not a problem.
Okay,
whatever
this track
you like.
Yeah, this track here is called One Name. I Rock With One Name by my brother JP, a.k.a. John Parker. It's a beautiful song. Gather your spirits together, people. Enjoy.
I rock with one name.
I like that, man. You got me spinning in here. Yo, listen, before we get back to my man JP, we got Barbara Ann Hunter on the line.
Hi, sweetie. I'm so proud of you.
What's up, mama? What's going on?
I'm listening to you.
My mama right there. That's my mother.
Yeah, that's me. JP gave you some good advice, Timmy. You know, sometimes the journey is a lonesome one. You know, for a minute there,
mm-hmm.
I see God opening doors for you. I see God answering a mother's prayers that I have prayed for so long for you, that you will settle yourself down and go forward in Christ Jesus. And that's my prayer for you. And the night is your first night, and I know that you're nervous, and even I'm nervous talking to you. But I wish you the best. You know that. I'm always praying for you. But listen to those who have made it, Timmy.
Always, Mama.
Yeah, listen to those who made it. And JP gave some good advice, too, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. He's
so you go ahead and do your thing.
I will.
Okay, and I love you.
I love you, too, Mama. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. Got to support you.
Yes, sir. That's my mama right there. Oh, yeah, big shout out to Hartley Housing. Y'all already know what it is, man. God is good to us. He surrounds us and protects us every day we wake up and every night we go to sleep. So everybody from Hartley Housing in the sound of my ears, just give thanks for waking up. JP, you with us?
I'm here, sir.
Yo, brother, I love that, man. I'm ready to, like, spin a whole bunch of your joints right now, but... yeah, because it's crazy, man. I'm loving the sound, and the people that's playing the sound is loving it, too. I got to ask you a question, though.
Yes, sir.
One name. What's inspiring you to write these songs? What inspired you to write that song?
Well, speaking on one name, what happened was we was having a conversation. We wasn't even doing no music. We were just sitting in the studio having a conversation about, you know, how people rep their organization, you rep your fraternity, or you rep your family, and just a lot of representations that people just attach to. And we were just having a conversation. When are the saints of God are going to really speak out and say that I rock with one name, and the one name is Jesus?
Yeah.
The only one name above all names, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that carried the cross and died for us for our sins. So you can't get no bigger than Jesus.
That's right. That's right. And I've never been afraid to tell my brothers in the hood, my Bloods and my Crips and my fellow crimies and my brothers in Christ. I've never been afraid to tell them I'm in love with a man named Jesus, man.
Absolutely. You're not supposed to, because if folks know, I saw a friend of mine and from real back in the day, from childhood, and he said, "Hey man, what's going on?" I said, "Hey man, what's going on?" He said, "You look the same." I said, "Thanks, man." And the one question he asked me, he said, "Yo, you still rocking that church thing, right?" I said, "Yeah, man, that's all I know, and that's what's getting me through right now." So you know, glory to be God. He said, "Man, you know, I love that about you, because you just stayed true to what you believed in, and you always had that gift." So when you hear those encouraging words from people that you see from, you know, 30 and 40 years ago, you know, even though I only look 21, we'll talk about that later. you know, it's just an encouraging word. You definitely feel inspired, and you definitely feel led to speak to other people that, you know, if this Jesus can do it for me, or all this stuff that I've been through and all the stuff that I'm not worthy of doing, you know what? He could do it for you, too. In fact, he may do it better. I don't know. But I know the God that we serve, he's a just God. He's a loving God. And regardless, whatever you're going through, I don't care how bad things are. You may have lost your job. You may have lost your loved one. Your husband or your wife may have walked out. But God is going to be there to walk you through everything you need to be walked through, give you the wisdom and the knowledge for what you need for your life. Not nobody else's life, but your life.
Right, right. Hey, brother, let me ask you this question. Do you remember my story when we first met?
Yes, I do.
Facing 7-15, coming out of state prison, you know, and what you're saying now is just telling my life story in a whole lot of ways. You know, how he took me from one place and placed me in another, you know, wow, man, once again, it's just a blessing to even have met you, man, because look where he got us 5 years later, off parole, no police contact, praising God,
Sometimes God has to push you against the wall where it's like if you push a cat or a dog or like a mutt, you put them in a corner, they have no choice but to come out fighting, but the fight is not yours. The fight is yours, but the battle is the Lord. And God can't bring you through a test not for you not to have a testimony.
That's right. That's right. And my testimony is this, man. You know, started from the bottom, now I'm here. You know, full of wounds on my body, broken spine. But the best thing that ever happened to me, the most humiliating and humblest thing that ever happened to me, was to go to state prison, where I met brothers like Theo Harris and Christopher Garcia, and black men, praise God, 5 days a week, not just on Sundays. We praise them 5 days a week, you know. And I met brothers in state prison, Fishkill Correctionals, and they led me the right way. Instead of playing prison, they led me the right way, and praise God. And I give thanks and I give shout out to all my incarcerated brothers, all my brothers home from state prison that's on parole. My man Puma, you know what I mean? Puma Ortiz, you know, he's home. They praising God now. You got soldiers coming from state prison that's praising God with their swords out. And I love them, and I thank them for making me the man, you know, that I have become since I returned home from state prison.
John, hold on for one minute.
We got my man on the line. We got T on the line. We'll see what T's talking about, because we know they just giving thanks and praise.
Hello. How are you all?
Okay, we all right, sister. How are you?
I'm blessed. First off, I want to welcome you to the GQ Palace family.
Thank you, thank you.
And I wanted to tell JP that song was just awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It was awesome. I mean, had me up here clapping my hands and everything. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Did you hear what he said?
I see this heading off to a great, beautiful start, but it's only by the grace of God that it's happening.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
And, Timmy, I want you to continue to do a good job.
I'm going to
very good.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm comfortable. You know, I'm a people person, especially when it comes to God and music. So, you know,
exactly.
In my DNA, you know, my grandmother, my grandfather, they all bishops and pastors and priests. So I've been at church all my life, too. I just decided to be the black sheep and go.
Well, you know, we all go there, you know, because I'm not going to even play it or fake it. I've been the same way. You know, I have a sister that's a minister, but you know, I chose, and I'm trying to get my life right now. You know, and listening to you guys, you know, hey, that's why my song is, like I say, that's my testimony. It could have been me by Curtis Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in there, it could have been me. You know, locked up in jail.
Right.
Y'all used crack cocaine. I've done it all.
We all,
you know, God made it so that it wasn't me.
Right.
And I just thank him every day that it wasn't me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to commend you guys, you know, on your transformation and everything to God.
Thank
you know, and sometimes it takes some for us to go down before we look up.
Yes, ma'am.
Like you say, you started at the bottom, now you're here.
That's right.
So, like I said, God bless you guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned, though. Make sure you stay tuned, Mom, because we're going to play some more.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. All right, because we got a few more songs to play from Brother Parker. That's right. So, JP, you with us?
I'm here, sir.
Listen, I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
I know what you do, but can you tell the people what you do? What instruments do you play?
I play piano. I started off with drums, piano, organ. I dibble and dabble with a little guitar, which I'm a master soon.
Okay.
And I want to make an attempt to try it with some wind instruments, trumpet or saxophone.
Right. So it sounds like we're getting ready to take the next album to another level.
Yeah, we're gonna do something different. We're gonna do something different, but it's gonna be very powerful. It's gonna be very powerful, and I'm definitely excited about the direction that we're going in and some of the people that we're gonna be working with. Just to name a few: Randy Jenkins from Westchester, Pastor Darryl Young, which they call him 88 Singers. Who's got a couple of hits out there that used to be on the R&B side. And that's just the name of a few right now, but we're just looking for God to do some big and not better things, but great things, because it's already better. It can only be great.
Yes, sir. What about, just to get off track for 1 second, because I spoke to you earlier and you were worried about them Jets. That wouldn't be your team, would it?
No, I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. All I can say to you, brother, before we get back on track is 27-23 Dallas Cowboys, you heard?
we'll wait for the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see, you know. And y'all make sure you check out my brother, the mayor, on Tuesday, 8 to 10 with that sports show, you know.
Right.
That's okay, though. Dallas for life. You probably got Dallas curtains in your room and ain't telling nobody.
Yeah, okay. That was a couple of years ago when Drew Pearson was playing and Tony Dorsett was playing. That's when I was a fan.
Okay, Golden Richards, Robert Newhouse.
Yeah, we're going to go back. Roger Starr back. Yeah, we're going to take it back. In fact, I was with Drew Pearson about 2 months ago.
Wow, how's the brother doing?
He's doing great. Doing fantastic. He's doing, yeah. The only thing he says is that don't wear my number if you're going to drop the balls.
Wow.
He said, because I've never dropped the ball in my career, and which he's not. That's the truth. So, you know.
I don't know if you heard me or if the people heard me. Is he praising God right now?
Yes, he is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
That's why you don't see no stories of him making it and losing it all.
There you go. Because I think what us as people of God has to understand, stop looking for things to possess. Have that personal relationship with God. And I like what you were saying about the other brothers when they're coming out from being incarcerated. You know, this is not just a Sunday thing that you do. This is an everyday thing that you do, because you have to have a communication with God on a daily basis, not just when you go to church on Sunday. When me and my wife and my son, we're in the house, you know, we're always talking about God. Before we get in the car, we're praying. When we get out the car, we're praying. We're just asking for God's mercy and his grace, but we definitely ask God to send us somebody our way to talk about his grace and his goodness, because he's only been so merciful for us to give us each day as we go. So why not talk about his grace and his mercy?
Now, I heard you say your son. Didn't you just have a baby?
Yeah, he's about 5 going on 20, and I'm trying to move him out.
I know that's right. That's right, but he rocks with one name too, brother.
Absolutely.
So listen, right, I'm just real anxious. I want to get into this song that you did called Weeping. I want the world to hear, because we got 60,000 listeners listening to us right now, bro.
Wow.
And I want them to hear that song Weeping, man, because that song makes me weep, man.
Wow, okay.
You know, so let's spin into that real quick, and then we'll get right back to you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, weeping, but your joy is gone. walking through all the shackles you can see.
We've been
making
love for a night.
We've been making love, hey.
Joy, joy, joy.
I know it's gonna come.
We've been making love for a night.
You gotta go through some bad times.
Joy, joy, joy.
Any day.
Any day.
Listen, we're going to keep it, spin it real quick. I want to get into this song you did named Wonderful. Can you introduce that song, brother?
Yes, I can. It was how that song got birthed. It was, I think, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and we couldn't come up with nothing. We came up with the music, Dinky said, wake your wife up. I said, man, I can't wake up. She got to go to work in the morning. So we woke Paris up. Shout out to my wife Paris. And I was like, yo, baby, we need you to write some lyrics. She said, I can't write. And halfway asleep, she got a pen and paper. Within 10 to 15 minutes, she had the song. She
wow.
came up with the hook. And
shout
we rest. Yeah, and she went to bed. So when the album came out, she said, listen, I want my royalty check. I got my lawyers checking it out.
Ah,
now, mind you, she works for a law firm. So,
wow,
but
so, yeah.
shout out to my baby. So many people are blessed by that song, and it just came from the heart that that's what the Lord was speaking at that moment. That you're so wonderful to me, based on what I've been through and some of the trials and tribulations that we had to go through. Because life is real, folks out there. You know. Just because that you love God and you're a Christian and you're saved and you believe in the manifestation of what God has for you, this life comes with tests and it comes with trials and it comes with temptation. But through the storm, that God can definitely hold you through that storm that you're going through and bring you out victorious.
That's right. Listen, we got my man Christopher Garcia, a.k.a. Baba, on the line, one of my big, big homies from state prison. You know, he's now ministering the word of God and doing his thing and preaching through the boroughs, and I love him. This is my big brother right here. What's good, Baba?
Praise God, man. Everything is well, beloved. How are you, man?
Yo, I'm good, kid. You see, God is opening up gates for your baby boy, man.
sir. I see that, man. I'm very, very proud of you, man. I've been, you know, we've been lifting you up, beloved, and you know, just you know, me and your mama, we talk all the time. So, and you know, you're the central topic in that. But praise God, man. I see God is doing His wonderful work in you, man. I see all the growth in you, and that's just a blessing. God is good, man.
Now, let me ask you a question, Christopher Garcia, A.K.A. Baba. How's your mom doing?
Hey, man, she's well, man. I'm actually home with her right now, man. I have my children over there with her because I was doing my ministerial calling this morning and this afternoon. So
it was that.
I had them. Amen. So we're doing well, man. Everybody's good. She's always asking for you as well. You know, you found your way into the part of all of my family, man. My family loves you, brother.
Yeah, brother, and I love them too. Yo, tell the people where you was preaching at this morning.
This morning I was at Eagles Nest International. That's my home church. It's 2056 Cross Bronx Expressway. So, bless God, you know, I was asked to give a little something in there, and you know, we're doing all types of things. You know, Second Chance Ministry. A Second Chance Ministry is a ministry of about 8 or 9 men, and all of us at one point were in prison, and
right.
With all of us, and you were part of that ministry at some point, you know, which is a beautiful thing. So we are getting called on. The Lord is opening up tremendous doors for us with regards to ministry. We are getting called upon throughout all the boroughs to just come and spread that second chance gospel. That is the gospel of Christ. You know that. So, yeah. And it's actually taking off, man. We have some entrepreneurial men who are coming to the table. They want to tell our story. Talking about making a documentary with us, perhaps even a TV show.
Wow.
Some big ideas are starting to surface as a result of, you know, the dedication and the diligence of all the men in our group. So, you know, each one of our members are reverends and music ministers in their own right. Individually, we all have our own ministries, and we're coming together collectively to continue the legacy that we established in the penitentiary and taking it out. And we want to make sure that we're a testimony to the fact that, you know, the Bible doesn't get dropped off at the front gate of the prison once release comes all the time. You know, there are men who are serious and who the Lord has built up an army of righteous soldiers that are coming from places where we've been. And praise God, we're going to just, you know, continue to do what we do.
Yo, Baba, we want to thank you for calling in, beloved. I love you,
Amen.
Man.
Amen. I love you too, man. Listen, I'm happy for what's going on with you, man. Just keep doing what you do, man. My prayers are always up for you.
Yo, listen, all the beloveds that we was locked up with that I couldn't get in touch, just spread the word to them. Let them know how this thing works, man, and let them know I'm here for them, man.
Absolutely, man. Keep sending me these links, you know, when you want, and we definitely, you know, as much as I'm able, brother, I will support anything you're involved with.
Yes, King. Yes, King. All right.
Yes.
Love you, man.
Thank you, Baba.
KP.
Yes, sir.
Can we jump into that song, Wonderful, brother?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Close to you. Amazing is
heart and broken down like me.
He put this song in my heart that makes me want to sing. Oh, you are so wonderful.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
Oh, you are so wonderful.
You are so wonderful.
To me, new life you bring.
Oh, yeah.
My heart is yearning for your love. Oh, Lord. When I'm burning down and feeling low. Oh, Lord.
God, I want to
so I can see your face.
JP.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to be like you, big homie.
Nah, man.
I'm trying to get like you.
Be what God has for you to be.
Yes, sir. And I need to let the people know because I can't let anybody lose their credits. The first song you heard when my show came on, that was from my album. It was called Thank You. And it was produced by my brother from New Orleans named Impulse. He's a great guy. I was introduced to him by my brother from another mother, Bazooka Joe, a.k.a. Joe Lopez. He's another God-fearing man raising his family, doing it good out there. So big ups to my man Impulse and Joe and Bazooka Joe for that track there. Thank you. JP, I need to ask you a question, man.
Sure.
Do you have any good advice for these young brothers up and coming in the industry today, right now, knowing that the industry has changed and it's all about internet and these other little sites? Do you have anything quick you could tell them as far as just staying focused and keeping their nose up and the eye on the prize?
Pretty much don't get impatient. Take your time. Definitely seek information that you can get from people and people that have credibility. And don't be afraid to ask questions and ask for help, because there's guys out there like us that do want to help the younger generation. All we need is for the younger generation to listen, because it's not about the bling bling. It's not about the whip. It's not about the jewelry and all that. That's what you into. But it's just about being humble and doing what you need to do to get out there, to get your message out there. Don't look to get paid all the time, because that's not always the case. We're out here doing ministry. And if it's real ministry that God has given you, be patient, get surrounded by somebody. Definitely stick with a local church that can definitely feed you on a weekly basis, where you're being fed spiritually, so that you're prayed up and you have the stamina and the word in your belly to give out to the people. Because it's not just about music, but God has commissioned all of us to do ministry and to minister to the people, because this gospel is about folks that need to know Christ. The music may sound different. It may not sound like something that you would hear on a Sunday morning, but there's somebody out there that's looking to hear the message that God has given you so they could become saved and have a personal relationship with Christ.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. If it don't get no better than that, I don't know what to tell those young brothers and sisters out there, because I know you came from the bottom and now you're here. Even though you was born and raised in the church, you had your obstacles and your
absolutely,
you know, just like everybody else. You know what I mean? and God is good. Listen, we getting short on the time, so we gonna get into this. We gonna get into this next joint that you did called "Give Him Praise."
Okay.
And once again, I love it.
That's one of the songs that we won an international award for.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. What was that all about?
It was just giving God praise regardless of what mistakes we've made, or it's really a prayer. If you listen to the words, it's really a prayer to God. That, you know, God, I'm sorry, but I really worship you. I adore you. You know, I magnify your name. So it's really a prayer song to God, where you're just pulling out all the stops.
Right. Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, we're going to get into that in a second, but the spirit is just overcoming me because, once again, we lost our beloved, a big brother this week, Chucky Nelson from New Rochelle, New York. That was my man. And I just really miss him, you know. So I just bear with me for 1 second as I just give him two verses to send my love to him. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Rest in peace, Chucky. I love you, big homie. Yeah. So, I want to get into Give Him Praise. I don't know if we're ready to pull that one up at this very second, but I do want to ask you something, man. You got any shows coming up, brother? Anything that we need to know where we can find you at when we need to find John Parker?
You definitely can go to my Facebook page. It's JP Music Network page. I'm doing something for around the Christmas holiday. Somebody called me to do a Christmas holiday party. And they said, man, you got to come and do I Rock With One Name if you don't do nothing else. So I will be posting that on my Facebook page. If you want to know more information about JP, you can definitely go to www.jparkermusic.com, where I'll be posting stuff there. And you definitely can send me an email at jpmusic, which is jpmuzic. At Mac.com.
Mm-hmm. Say your Facebook page again for those people without information.
I have two Facebook pages. You definitely go to John Parker, JohnParker. And you definitely go to JP Music Network page.
Okay, that's beautiful. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this next song by JP, a.k.a. John Parker, and the song is called Give Him Praise.
Only son for me, that I may have life
eternally.
And I realize I could sacrifice some time
to tell you what you mean to me.
I love you and I'm sorry.
Sometimes I don't pray out. Sometimes I slip up and fall.
There you are, catch me every time. Forgive me, put up with me when I don't deserve it. I'm thankful for you, Lord. You're the only God I live for.
Take some time to get away. Let them know you're ready today.
from this whole world when I want to hear from you.
You comfort me
every time I lift my hands up to you and offer up my prayer.
That's when you show
how to be a better man. Tell everyone I can about the love you've given me. Enter in my soul and set me free.
Listen, man, on behalf of the Crossroad Temple Hartley Radio Show, we want to thank you for coming in, man, and sharing this is in the good word with us. You know, it was a beautiful thing, man. Like, is it safe to say that they can get this album, I Rock With One Name Jesus by JP, on iTunes?
Absolutely. You can get it on iTunes. You can go to cdbaby.com. You definitely can hit me up on the email, and I can send it out to you. JPMUZIC@mac.com, and we'll get that out to you so it can really bless your soul. And you know, ask me to come out to your church will definitely be a blessing. And we'll come and do some worship and just have a good time in the Lord, where folks could be blessed and definitely folks could be saved and change their lives.
Well, I just want you to know, like, here on my show, we don't want people to believe that it's just a studio thing. Can we get a small verse a cappella or something from you, brother? Just a
Let's
small,
see.
You know, half a verse, brother, just to let them know that it's not all studio.
Okay. Because people hear my voice and they say, he don't sound like a singer. I'm really a preacher that just happens to sing.
Wow, okay. That's a good
Okay, let's see. Okay. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this goodness you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we live
our hands,
as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto
your name.
Give thanks, King. Give thanks, King.
I didn't want to wake up the rest of the house.
Give thanks. Yeah, man. So once again, brother, thank you for coming by on the show. Give us a call.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Real quick, man, I know that you into preserving life. I know that you into black people being healthy and black people not having to pay so much money with all of this stuff that they trying to cram down us when there's natural stuff out there for us. Can you give me 2 minutes worth of what you do out there?
Absolutely. I've joined forces with a company called Youngevity that has allowed me to have my own business to help people get off of their prescription drugs. If folks need to take their prescription drugs, we have help where we give them a discount card where they can save up to 85% on their prescription drugs, any type of test examinations or anything like that. But if you want to get off those drugs and live a healthier life, and I'm speaking from experience of being overweight at 270 pounds down to 215, losing 55 pounds. And not taking any more high blood pressure medicine, and helping so many other people. I have a website that could definitely help you. It's called findmymineral.com/90/John Parker. And just go look at some of the information there. There's also a survey there if you want to learn more about what we do and about helping people. We definitely come out and do free presentations and seminars and give you the information that the government is not going to give you to help you live a better and a quality way of life.
Yes, sir. Say that site one more time, King.
It's called findmymineral.com.
Yes, sir.
/90/John Parker. And I will definitely post that on my Facebook page, and definitely post it on my brother's Timothy page, where you can get the information to better health and opportunity to change your financial status as far as your, what you need financially.
Okay. And if you want to get to my page, that's Timmy Scribby, S-C-R-I-B-B-Y, Hunter. And you can get that information on my page as well.
In fact, brother, I'm posting it right now.
Yes, sir. Brother, we love you. Thank you
love
for
you
coming
too,
through. Give me a call when it's over so we can talk more business.
Absolutely.
We definitely would love to have you back. You know, any more music, any new music. Matter of fact, if you have upcoming artists that you're working with, and you want them to get a little bit of light on our show, they are more than welcome, brother. This is my home. This is your home. So it's their home, too.
I appreciate it, man.
That's my brother in Christ, homie for life right there. Next week, we're going to have my brother, Amar Khalil. Now, this is a brother from Tony that I met when I was out on tour with Atlantic Star. And from the first words that we spoke, it was God, God, God. And I ended up giving my testimony to this brother, and this brother just been in my life for the last 5 years, and I love him. He's another brother in Christ, homie for life. His song right now is out. It's called Higher. And you can also get this on iTunes, Amar Khalil. So we're going to get into that real quick before we get ready to get out of here. And I love y'all. Crossroad Temple Radio, man. Hartley Housing, we here.
Coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. So I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving. Yeah, yeah. I keep on praying. Yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful. Yeah, yeah. I gotta get higher.
strength through Christ, cause he got strength in me. Gotta keep pushing, yeah, yeah. Keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher, yeah, 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 yeah.
Higher, higher. Gotta take me higher.
Lord, take
higher.
Me higher.
Tony, God-fearing man, praising God, man. You can get that song on iTunes, so I expect y'all to go check that out right now on your smartphone, something like that. Brother wanted to call in right now, but the lines is down. But we want to give big shouts out to my man, Amar Khalil. We love you, King, and we'll speak to you Sunday. We're going to be doing what we do, playing all of his records, all of his songs from his new gospel album. It's great. Look out for his sons and his nephews, too. It don't stop. It won't stop. This is Brother Timothy right here, Crossroad Temple Radio, a.k.a. Hartley. We here. I love y'all. God bless you. I praise God for you. I hope that you sleep well. Remember, it'll be all over in the morning. There's no need to worry what the night is going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Yeah. All right. And you know what we always do? We say thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Thank you for the doors that you have opened. Thank you for the food on my table and the coins in my pocket. We thank you for leading us out of temptation and evil. We thank you for letting no weapons formed against us prosper. We thank you for the friends and our foes, Father. We thank you for the beautiful sky in the morning and the sunset in the evening. I thank you for my mother and my father, the sick, the shut in, the healthy and the wealthy. For my children, Haji, Bashan, Elijah, Karan, Chase and Lyric. Daddy loves you. Stay strong. Be blessed, y'all. You know what it is out there, man. The devil is busy. And as I say that, I say, God bless. I love you. Scribby right here.
Thank you. Scribby right here.